And we are back. You are listening to Davins, and we had a very very fun last portion of the show.
Yeah.
We learned about what why octopus are thrown on the ice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tom.
And we learned what people are putting in their octopus.
Well, yeah, sex toys always bring out the fun.
They certainly do. that was good times. We had a good time with that. So I guess we should do our scam report. By the way, I got to ask you guys. You guys like what I'm doing now with like the music fading in?
Yeah, it's good.
A little better.
I didn't hear it because I had the headphones on that weren't plugged in.
You know what?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know what? We can't do part two A because it would be
no.
Wrong.
But it doesn't mean we won't go back to that format.
Part tray A.
Yeah.
We got a lot of mileage out of part two A.
We did.
And it's not that it's off the table. Just trying this format for a while.
It's nice to, you know, it's nice to do something fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. It's fine.
All right. Should we do
I think we're pretty fresh already.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're spoiled at this point. All right. Let's, where are we? Okay. So we'll do our Scam Busters part. And, of course, Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. Here's the interesting thing about Surf Easy. They actually have something you can download for free that'll protect one of your devices. So if you just want to protect your phone or your computer or something like that, if you only use one device, and it's free. And I've had a lot of people in the anti-scam community who are mysteriously being deleted from Facebook. Something's going on.
Weird.
I'm trying to figure that out. One of the many things I try to figure out, much like corn on the cob dildos, and why are people getting deleted?
Problems only you can solve.
Exactly. But what I've done was I've suggested to people, and the people that listen to the show should know that we stand by SurfEasy.com. It's a great product
absolutely.
To protect them and everything. But I'm turning more people onto it, and since I've turned these people onto it, they're not having the issues. Because it seems like whoever is messing with them had to do with their IP address.
Can't get to it.
And with SurfEasy.com,
right.
Nobody can see your IP address. It's hidden. So it really helps people. I mean, a lot of the people that listen to this show, anybody who listens to this show really should be using this. At least the free one. And if you like it, you know, upgrade. Upgrade yourself, get more protection. But it's pretty cool. Pretty
if you cool. like it, tell your friends.
And tell them what we sent you. Yes. Tell them that. All right. Should we do a little scam busteries?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yes. My stories.
Yeah, they're coming, Nana.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good this week, too. This will be good this week, too. Everything's going to be good this week. This week, we're not on auto suck.
Thank God we got that turned off.
Every suck you hear has been well thought of.
Yeah. Ooh. Suck busters.
For the married women, ball busters.
Ball busters. If there's something strange on get the Facebook trash.
Page, two pills. Who are you going to call? Scam busters.
If it's something weird. Did you pay the light bill? Looks real
good. That's who oil are you going to call?
Stupid.
Scam oil bill.
I can't believe she screwed that up, Joe. How does she not know? She's not listening to all the voices in your head. I do. I can.
She purposely
I'm not afraid of my
scams.
Wife.
Well, that's something Joe would not say.
I'm not afraid of my wife.
I ain't afraid of no scams. And why would you be, Joe? Because we educate you here every week on Scam Busters.
That's right.
There's no reason to be scared. But somebody who should be scared, our pal. Juliana Avalos. I'm not going to recap all of our escapades with Juliana Avalos. For those who don't know, she is the original plaintiff in the $1.5 billion match.
Billion with a B.
Yes. Yes. And then it got up to $4.5 billion. And actually, the lawyer credited us with her being removed.
Mm.
And, yeah. So, and the New York Post.
And, credited us with her being removed.
And the New York
Post. And,
and the New York Post and Daily News, wrote that. As well, so we are making a difference.
Yes, and somebody else wanted to be credited, and no.
So,
gotcha. Funny. Funny. If only it could be documented.
Yeah, we tried.
Anyway, so I promised a few weeks ago, because I have a lot of the stuff on the davinsden.com a website under Busted, a lot of the work that we've done with Avalos, a lot of things I revealed. I promised I was going to reveal pretty much everything because I hadn't updated it since the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I said after we covered it, we got her removed, I was going to put the stuff up there.
Okay.
And that was my full intention to do that. I didn't mean to blow it off. But anyway, I get an email from Evan Spencer, the lawyer.
Oh, pal.
And he's threatened to sue me. Should he win with Melissa Midwest Tech against Match.com?
Wow.
So, by the way, now, since I've been doing this, two people have threatened to sue me.
This is great.
Yeah, because when I scam bust, the people, when I report the truth, they come at me and everything.
People don't like the truth.
So his claim is Avalos would have lost out on that money due to our reporting. She's going to lose out on this windfall, her cut of the $4.5 billion due to our reporting. So what they've actually done is, because before I've said I really don't care what happens, I now have an actual vested interest in how this turns out.
Now you have a horse in this race.
I do, because before I go, well, you know what? They got some points against Match.com. It's just a horrible lawsuit, and they got the wrong lead plaintiff.
Right.
They did a terrible job with it, but there's some valid points.
Yeah.
Now I care. Thank you, Evan. Didn't care before. Now
I've got interest.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I'm not concerned about them beating Match.com. Not concerned. Because I think Match.com is... I mean, because they've changed plaintiffs a bunch of times and everything. I think Match.com is going to beat them.
Yes.
I'm not worried about them winning a lawsuit against me. I'm not going to go into all the reasons why on the air, because I might need a defense.
Want to hold some of those cards close to the vest.
Exactly. Mm. I will say this, though. Nobody wants to fight a lawsuit because it costs money.
Yeah.
So... that's why I haven't posted this stuff yet. Let's see. But I think in the near future I will be able to.
Yes.
And when everything is done, if Match wins like I expect they will.
Yes.
I will post everything as I promised. Well, not everything. I will post all the stuff that's
been
public.
You're allowed to.
That's in public. Well, I can post whatever I want.
Right.
That's been in public forums.
Yes.
That I have just taken the time to research, because I've become somewhat of an Avalos go-to person when people are having issues with the real Avalos or people pretending to be Avalos. Certain people sought me out.
Now you have your Avalos doctorate.
I have the Avalos doctorate. So, but anyway, I can tell you that I do have evidence that I've been asked to keep quiet about, some of which I share with Joe and Pip for the first time on the show. Evidence that I, and you guys can speak on this specifically, just what I've shared with you tonight, combined with the other things which I have not showed you, that I think will confirm a lot of the suspicions.
Mm-hmm.
That
hit really close to home.
So my thing that I would say to you, Mr. Spencer, if you're listening, and you're probably not, but if you are, don't push me. You don't push me, because you don't want me having to defend myself.
You don't want him as your enemy.
No, you
don't
really want me.
Don't.
You don't want me in your courtroom. You don't, which is why you dropped her, because you knew if she was there and I was talking to Match.com, they would bring me in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want this out there.
Right.
It's good for her to go away.
Yeah.
It's a headache for you that she won't.
Yeah.
So, in the past, on this show, we've revealed the confessions of Avalos' live-in boyfriend. They've been together, like, I guess, like 11, 12 years, over 10, anyway. Mm-hmm. And father for two children. He's got other kids as well. But father of her two children, we've had those confessions that he sold pictures to Nigerian scammers. Our reporting has shed light that this former model may not be as innocent as she appears.
No.
So I'm gonna reread those postings.
Okay.
That Craig did. This is from
they're very interesting.
This is from March 2013. This is from Craig.
Right.
With the boyfriend. I moved to the USA from Jamaica in 2009 with no internet business and $30,000 in savings. We purchased the house for $30,000 cash. No mortgage. That's not true. It's actually under the sister's name. His sister's name. I know a lot of things.
I see that.
Yes, really.
Yeah, I know where you live and I got your phone numbers. Shh.
Aren't you a little creeped out now?
I've never called
Jeff?
Them. I've never called them, though. But I know.
Are you scared that you let him know where you live now, Joe?
I've been to Joe's house.
I know. Joe's
so anyway,
faking.
So we started a bounce house business by purchasing two bounce houses for $3,000, internet money. They do have a bounce house business. I do know the name of it. From 2009 to 2010, I build up our online magic money. As I've said over and over again, they call the internet money that they get magic money because it magically appears in their bank account.
Yeah.
Our online money, thanks to Nigerian scammers and Juliana. With internet money, we purchased three more bounce houses. Now the bounce house business is booming, and internet money flows and grows with the help of bounce house money. Nigerian scammers. There you go, 2013.
Yep.
That was when I made a report to the FBI.
Yeah.
FBI did not do anything. They never got back to me.
Amazing.
So this is from...
What the hell?
Sorry, dude.
That's okay. While you're doing that, the den is deciding that they would contribute to defense.
Thank you.
I hope we have a wealthy listening base.
Yes, I hope so. Tom wants to know if we'll take a post-data check, though.
I'll take an octopus.
You see an octopus thrown in the middle of the club.
I'll throw it at Spence's head. Duck, stupid.
Throw some squid, would you?
All right, so this is from June 2013. Mm-hmm. This was a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
This is again from Craig Grant. This is my best estimate of income in my life for the past month. It's too hard to remember anything older than 4 weeks. He smokes a lot of weed.
I'm surprised he can remember that long, man.
This guy is not, he's not crazy. He's not dumb. He's on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he's got some eccentricities, for sure.
You think?
He's got some eccentricities. This guy knows what he's doing. $1,200 MCA, that's Motor Club of America. That's what they push out. It's kind of like AAA. Google search. Anybody who searches Google for Motor Club of America or MCA, this is perfect magic money as the site earns money with no need for me to do anything, just get paid. $1,500 equals funny pictures, website, and blog promoted with email marketing. Spend about $300 to earn that $1,500. More magic money as everything is 100% automated. I pay for the email ads and update the site with new content I get mostly from Facebook and get paid. If you're familiar with his work, you know this is true. Mm-hmm. Not familiar with his work. $2,000 bounce house rental business, delivering bounce house to kids, parties on weekends. If I needed this money, I would call it work, but I don't, so it's fun. This business pays the bills, so there is no need to depend on the internet money. Again, they've been actually been buying more bounce houses. Wonder where that money came from. Well, maybe here's a place. Anyway, $5,000 equals Nigerian scammers do all the work to get this ball of magic money rolling. Using the pictures I took of Juliana over the past 10 years, and he's taken a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
They are in Africa. So, of course, by the time the energy, he was a big energy guy, reaches Florida, which is where they live,
right.
It's falling from the sky. And we do no work, just get paid. About $50,000 gets sent to Africa before we see $5,000, and that's great. And then he has one more thing where they make money, and then he goes, feel any negative emotions after reading this, then consider this all lies. So this is what he posts on Facebook.
So if you don't like what I had to say, then I was just kidding. Just kidding.
So that's pretty damning right there. That, you know, which really has led us to the charge,
yeah.
And which is why, you know, she's been removed and everything.
Very.
So we had the connection to the boyfriend, which for me was pretty much good enough because I know how closely they work together. I'm familiar with their work and everything.
Yeah.
I know how hand in hand they work together, despite what they would have you believe, despite how they like to hide that relationship in some formats.
Well, you know, I mean, they would need to for her to be, you know, profitable.
Yeah. So now I discovered a link between Avalos and what I believe to a Nigerian scammer. A direct link.
Ooh.
So I'm going to take you guys through this.
Do tell.
Joe's quiet. I'm concerned. Is he going to kill somebody?
I'm soaking everything in.
Okay. Soak away, my little sponge-like friend. On April 18th, 2014, she shares a status from somebody who uses the word Don in their Facebook handle. Don is like prince or boss, and often are words scammers use in their real Facebook profiles. It denotes status, money, and scamming. Like, I'm the Don of this organization.
Kiss my ring.
That type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gangsta mafia.
Yeah.
So I do a little investigating. Sure enough, the person in question is Nigerian.
Ah.
So why does a model who in her own words has been victimized by Nigerian scammers? Remember, she was on 2020. She's crying the boohoo. That's why they're fighting the lawsuit. Have a Nigerian friend.
Yeah.
There's a red. Why you have a Nigerian friend?
They're so mean to me. Oh, hi, friend.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But that's not...
It's not an indicator out and out...
of who this guy is.
Right.
What he does. But she's sharing his status, so she's aware of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
What was the date of this?
This was April 18th.
Of this year.
Yeah, just happened. So keep in mind, this is not a follower. Because, you know, like, celebrities don't all have followers.
Yeah.
This is a friend. She has over 3,000 Facebook followers. Among those are indeed scammers.
Mm-hmm.
Like hardcore scam. Security conscious people know not to have Facebook followers as it invites people who you don't know to see everything you do. For a celebrity, though, sometimes it's a necessary evil.
Right.
I could see why she would. They're all about getting her more famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Despite her attempts. Just, I want to be private. Not really.
Not really.
Among Juliana's followers are, and this is his name, Bright Young Thug Oseyaw.
Bright Young Thug.
Who lists himself as a boss at Self-Paid Hustler.
Oh, boy.
And hustler is another word they use for scamming.
Mm-hmm.
They like to clean up. That's one of her followers.
You know, great.
Think you might want to delete him? But I don't know the protocol to become her friend. I know not everybody who tries is her friend. I don't know how everybody can be her friend. But anyway, so this is a friend, but she's aware of this friend because she shared his status, Don's status. She shared it. As you know, you can have thousands of friends, but usually only the people you talk or comment with the most show up on your Facebook feed.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see feeds from everybody. Like, I get Joe's all the time. I get yours all the time.
Yeah.
Because we're constantly commenting and sharing and doing all that stuff. There's, like, friends from high school that, or like, elementary school that I never see on my feed.
Right. The more people, the more times you interact with them, right, the more you see them.
Once in a while, a stray feed goes up.
Yeah.
Once in a while, Facebook likes to keep it real.
Yeah. But throw in a random.
So, anyway. So I started looking at around at Don's profile. Here's what I found. January 2010. Oh, by the way, he did comment on it. He's like, oh, I see you're sharing my status. One love. And I didn't take a screenshot of it. Like, I saw it and I was going to do it in the morning. She deleted it.
Ah.
But yeah. So I started, and I have screenshots of all this. So I started poking around Don's profile. Here's what I found. January 2010, Don posts one of those pictures where all the scammers are around computers.
Yeah.
You know, like, Joe's eyes. Yeah, Joe. And Joe's intrigued.
And is there, like, an arrow pointing to him and he's waving?
No, it's one of those generic ones.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
No.
Doesn't make a difference.
I was just hoping it was, like, really friggin' obvious.
It doesn't make a difference.
March 2010, he writes the following. I don't care what they called it on street, but I'm going for the cash, not famous. Trying to make a lot of money. My money is long. My money is strong. If you don't have money, that means you have done something wrong somewhere. I love my people. Words for my peeps and lords in the house. But talk about money. That's a lot that scammers do.
Yeah, that's how they all talk.
Yeah. August 2010, he posts this. The game is getting hotter now. That's what they call it. They call it the game. No fit run for Una for street ooh, cause no B today.
Understand.
Well, exactly. Well, that's the way that. All I need is my cash on my hand, no money on my mind, cause I'm tired of money on my mind. Cash at hand is good, man. Life is good. Good boss. Good morning, peeps. That was August 2010. June 2012. Again, these are all on his Facebook wall. Her friend, her pal.
Yeah.
June 2012. Never blame me. Don't, Oh, here you go. Never blame me. I don't love. I got lots in my mind. I have other things thinking of money and more money. And then he writes, brother. Then he, somebody responds, and he writes, brother, if hustle goes on, but never expect a ring from hustler. Kind of, hey, well, yeah. Romance, you're never going to get that ring.
Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
October 2012. Don and Juliana officially become friends on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she did. So, wow, I got this lawsuit going. I've been on 2020. These Nigerian scammers are wrong. Well, a Nigerian guy wants me to be a friend. I guess I'll blindly accept
and
that.
And what was the date of that?
It was October 2012, sometime in October 2012. So she'd already been on 2020, Joe,
yeah.
Crying those crocodile tears.
They're so mean to me.
Yeah. She had already been talking to Evan Spencer, I'm guessing, and everything. You know, she'd already put out these anti-scamming videos. So a Nigerian...
clearly, some kind of hustler wants to be your friend.
And you accept. Okay. So October 1st, 2012. On Don's timeline appears a picture of Juliana taken from a computer camera.
Oh.
It is in her house. I know what her house looks like. She's all done up in makeup. She's got the eyeshadow on. She's looking. Got the big earrings. She's blowing a kiss. Like a mwah, pucker up.
Yeah.
She's possibly topless. I don't know. Because
you can't see any like shirt lines.
Exactly.
Or...
exactly. No straps or anything. Possibly topless. And I can tell you from seeing enough of her videos, God help us all, she's not made up for her everyday activities.
Right.
The kids are asleep.
This is Mama's playtime.
In February of 2012, so this predates it. In February 2012, on romancescams.com, that picture was reported to be used by a scammer in Ghana.
Huh.
Maybe Juliana's given these scammers photos. If not, why would she allow a Nigerian man to post it on his timeline when she has all these stolen picture issues?
Yeah, wouldn't she be so like unfriending this guy or whatever?
So either she's making these pictures available. They might have been friends sooner, passing it around. This is not an everyday picture. This is not her glamour shots that she does or the out and about thing. This is on the camera talking to guys like we've heard she likes to do, blowing a kiss. If you're a scammer, this is great for you.
Yeah.
Because this way, hey, I'm real. You know, this is me in my house. Here I am blowing you a kiss.
Right.
And everything. April 2013. Don posts a picture of himself and another man working on laptops and looking good.
Oh, my God.
He has weed in the picture.
He's a genius.
There's another thing about Don. He's always well-dressed. Hmm. Always looking good.
Because he's a Don.
Most Africans, this is true, most Africans, not racist, most Africans are too poor for laptops.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's so many internet cafes in Africa.
Right. Oh, very interesting, very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Laptops are known as the tool of the scammer.
Hmm.
So April 2013, Don likes a recent picture that Juliana's posted on Facebook. So they're in contact. Don also has more obvious scammers on his profile friends list as well. I went through some of them. Obvious scammers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, where like a baby's covered in money. And like, you know, because scammers like to show off their riches. They like to show stacks of money in pictures. That's a scammer thing to do.
Yeah.
And these guys are on Don's friend list. Nigerian scammers, from what I'm told, I can't verify this. I kind of think so from what I've seen. Are a little bit more covert in their operations. Like the Ghanaian scammers, they're all about bragging the swag. The Nigerian scammers are a little bit more subtle.
Okay.
They're not as ostentatious, so to speak. So my question to you guys is this the type of thing a person who's so against scammers should have directly linked to her?
You know, if I was complaining, say I was anti-porn, right? And all of a sudden
imagine such a world.
Let's pretend. That I was anti-porn, and all of a sudden I noticed that one of my new friends had all these like porn links on their page, you know, I really found that to be abhorrent. I would unfriend them or block them, whatever the thing is. But I would be active in trying to get that away from my page.
So she's stealing,
and she's still like connected.
She's stealing
to these
his
people.
Status. She stole his status.
Unbelievable. Well, she shared it. She didn't steal it, right?
Well, she shared it. Well, he said
she's sharing status
she
with somebody that does what she claims to hate.
Exactly.
Either she's sly as a fox or dumb as a wolf.
Joe, you always make that argument. There's no way this is sly as a fox unless it's a brain-damaged fox. You can't chalk this up to slyness, although I'm going to give you the opportunity. Go.
I don't think I can. So we're gonna go with how stupid can you be?
That's always where I like to go.
Another title for the show.
That should be a new game.
Yeah. I can think how stupid can you be?
Shut that down.
Yeah, hold on. We're writing. Hold on.
Now, for Evan Spencer to be after you, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do. I'm looking into what you're doing. Really? Do you really looking into what your client is doing? Has he seen this? I don't know if he has.
I'm sure he hasn't. He believes she's a good girl.
Really?
Yeah, he's told me. Oh, yeah, no, she's a good girl.
Really? Have you read this stuff? Have you seen how stupid she is?
Didn't say smart girl.
Good.
I mean, there were certain, you know, there were certain things as a person, there's things that you do in your life.
Yes.
Radio show, comedy, band, you know, what am I in my life? My business, day business, blah, blah, blah. And there are certain things that you might post and you go, you know what, maybe that's not cool. I better get it off there. You know, somebody can misconstrue that.
Right,
like that. And you take it off because you're conscious of how that could affect you, your perception of yourself or a certain situation. She is under a microscope from us, from the law.
Well, not the law. They're not taking this seriously. That's right. What I'm working on. My goal for this, Michael, is I want her investigated.
Yes.
I've never said she's done all of these things. I've always said there's enough here where somebody should take a look, because if we have an American citizen who's profiting from scam and actively doing, we could track this down. There's people that have been victimized. People have contacted me that have been victimized by this and everything, and an investigation should be done. And the mainstream media will not pick it up.
Well,
except for the New Year Post.
Lisa wants to know, has your retainer check cleared?
My retainer check?
Yes.
But what you're worried about a lawsuit. You go into court and, you know, you did this and where do you get your information? Look at this shit.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to think? Look at this.
And that's why if he comes after me, I'm not worried about winning. Keep in mind, I'm sharing with you all the stuff that's out there that you could find with research.
Mm-hmm.
I got other stuff.
Right.
I got other stuff that they don't know about.
Right.
I got stuff that you guys don't know about. You guys heard some of it.
But. Yes.
But my whole thing is this, you know, just from Evan Spencer's standpoint, okay? And this to show you how, you know, how I don't think he's got his ducks in a line. He's got this...
Is it an I rub my ducky?
Yeah. Yeah. But if you're a lawyer and you've got this massive lawsuit and you know that you have a client that might be, you know, a little questionable, you have interns or a paralegals, pardon me.
I think he's a one-man band.
Well, you know what? Seems like I would get a paralegal to sit. And if, because you have an inkling that this woman may be allegedly be up to something with the scammers, you would have an paralegal sit there and go through everything.
He still believes her, according to him and what he's told the press.
But there's so much stuff out there. You know, I mean, is it too far for him to backpedal? I mean, he's distanced himself already with her not being the lead on the case and going with the porn star, which that didn't work out either. Right. But
it's amazing how that doesn't work out.
But it never does.
But just you're not doing your research. You're not being thorough.
It's crazy when you're talking about, and I don't even think that it's close. But if you're talking about potential billions of dollars, you really want to do diligence.
Yeah, this isn't for like a misdemeanor or something like that in the village court.
No,
you're going for $4.5 billion.
Yeah.
The best of the best corporate lawyers that are going to be in there. It's not going to be the guy from Jacoby and Myers that you see at the bar on Tuesday. Damn it all! I feel sorry for this guy.
Really? He threatened to sue me. Don't feel so sorry, Joe. feel sorry for me. I lose sleep over this.
The chat says, "Dumber than toast." And then and then Ann says, "Don't pick on toast."
Yeah, I like toast.
And Tom
is
says,
"Is it burnt toast? What type of toast are we talking about, people? Don't discriminate against toast." Well, another thing where Darren then takes a stand.
It's toast with the shape of the Madonna in it.
No,
you never heard about the toast that had the shape of the Virgin Mary in it?
Yeah. I just,
Trucker Tom says he thinks that he's as shady as his client.
You think?
Yeah.
You can't even shave for his headshot.
Still, regardless of the kind of lawyer you are, you know, a legit lawyer, a shaky lawyer, whatever, as a lawyer, as being schooled in law, and you were schooled in law.
So like that worked out.
Right. And my mom was a top legal secretary.
Which, by the way, the New York columnist told me is one of the things that he learned, that your mother was a top secretary.
Good.
That's one of the things he told me he learned from the show.
Top serious?
That's what he texted me.
Good for her.
If he was listening tonight, he'd learn a lot about me.
But I've learned a lot on how to proceed stuff in a legal way. And you do your research. I was drilled into my, you get it, you do your research. And you do your research. How, as a lawyer, could you have not done your research?
So, really?
So this isn't a link. It's not a direct link to her selling pictures. But it's certainly a link that she is aware of scammers, that she has interactions with scammers.
Yes.
It certainly takes away the boyfriend don't know what he's talking about argument. I think it supports that the boyfriend was having a moment where he was just saying, well, this ain't going to bite me in the ass. I'm going to go and brag.
He's just so full of himself is what it is.
They both are.
It's yes. Also,
well, that's the thing. Now, it goes back to what you were saying about
they need a Kim Novak moment.
The scammers themselves. Where you were talking about the scammers themselves several minutes ago, where you said, well, they like to show their bling and their bragging and stuff like that. It seems like it's a culture with Juliana and her husband as well.
Yes.
With that culture where I got bling and I got... It's the whole gangster culture.
Yes.
Which I believe, which was a part of the rap culture here, which is probably adopted by the scammers and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it's bragging, wag up. Every rap video you see is Cadillacs hip-hopping and all this other stuff, you know? And it's the culture. Now, some people like that because you look cool. It gives them cred. But if you're in a situation where you got to be careful with what you're saying or doing because it could be used against you.
Yes.
And you have a lawyer that should see that.
Lisa says, an alleged lawyer.
An alleged, well.
So we all agree that this is pretty bad for her.
Yeah. Listen, if you put it in terms of, we're talking about like legal concepts. If you put it in terms of how much information would you need to give a judge to get a, a warrant in their house.
They can go into Facebook and get these things that I can't get.
Right.
They can go and go into their house, check their bank records, check their state.
Yeah.
Things that I can't. I've done all this from here.
Right, but I mean, just doing that from being able to sit there and look on your laptop and find this information readily, then they should be able to, there's enough circumstantial evidence that they should be able to put together going forward.
She looks dirtier and dirtier, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in the context of what I shared with you before the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Between what you've shared on air, what you've shared with us, and what you haven't shared, wow, dirty, dirty, dirty.
So I guess my courtesy,
dirtier than the baby's butt plug.
I guess my courtesy with you, for you, Spencer, is your best hope is that you don't come after me. If you care anything about your former client or possible client's reputation, leave me be, dude. Because you know what? The press ain't paying attention, but I'm working on it.
And it seems to. And in addition, it seems to me that you are representing clients that are working against you. You know?
I know. I can understand that. You know, because often I'm put in the position of representing you guys to people.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know.
Let's both apologize, Joe. Joe refuses to apologize.
No, I refuse to apologize. without getting into, you know, there are certain situations.
It was a joke.
It was a joke, dude.
It's not a joke.
It was.
There were certain things that we're conscious of. Yeah, when we post, you know, we make sure we have.
Oh, that's true. We did have that conversation.
Okay, very good. All right. And why? Because we want to make sure we have the facts. We want to make sure, you know, we're watching what we're posting and make sure it's not out of line. Because we're conscious of the situation. We're not showing bravado. These people have bravado. They're not using common sense.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my point in this whole thing.
They have
no
one to rein them in.
Yeah. We've had to talk about it. You know.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
Like, oh, just your taste and your restraint, you know, and blah, blah, blah. You know.
It's hard that you say taste and restraint after the sex toy extravaganza that we just unleashed on the listeners, Joe.
Yeah. Did you hear the first? Two-thirds of the show.
But no, I get your point.
But you know what?
Yes.
I think we all agree this is another piece of evidence that says where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. Well, Trucker Tom saying, I'd like to know how Spencer's going to go to trial with nothing but hearsay.
Well, he already puts it in his press releases. I've read that on the air. Listen, she's not in the case right now.
Yeah.
She's not in the case right now. We got to see. Match has to respond. We'll see what happens with it. Of course, we'll keep you posted on everything. I am still working with the New York paper on getting this out there. You know, like I said before, the reason that things didn't get printed, the confessions that I have by Crank Grant, is they're not 100%. The lawyers aren't 100% sure.
Right.
I am.
Because but here's the deal. The lawyers weren't, because the lawyers are using, they want to do the research and make sure.
Well, if they ever brought me in there, I could give them that. All right, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Shall we go on with the stories?
Yes. Yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Okay. Now, when we last left with my lovely girlfriend, Belinda, we were just in the middle of a game, which I'll play the theme song to in a second, of interrogating the scammer. Me and her were having a very serious dispute over whether she's ever had multiple orgasms or not, because I felt like I had caught her in a lie about orgasms, and then she disappeared.
Somebody has to come clean.
Waiting for that one, weren't you, Joe? So, the game got stopped a little short, but we will pick up on March 19th, 2013, with our...
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Devin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
Ridiculous. It's funny. It's so ridiculous, the stuff we come up with.
Yes.
We amuse us. Anyway.
Somebody has to.
So March 19th. So we're having this argument, and it goes dead. Then she goes, I remember talking about multiple orgasms with you, but didn't say it was me. I have never orgasmed, that's for sure. For the 6 years I told you I have not had sex in 6 years. That's what I told you, and that's the truth.
Okay.
Well, I go, it was in the Bahamas. I asked you what you wanted. You said you wanted to have multiple orgasms. I asked you if you ever had that. You said once. Here's the conversation.
No! Oh, wow.
It's cut and paste with David.
I would be floored if somebody threw something back at me like that.
Why?
Because it's
this is
like,
why we don't have sexy talk.
Yeah, it's like, you said you never.
You're surprised by this show?
Here's the transcript of our orgasm talk.
I'm rather amused by it.
I know.
Well, that's the intention.
But you're doing this live?
Yes, live chat.
And you're like, oh, by the way, here's a cut and paste of our conversation.
Yeah. In the moment.
I would be really freaked
now,
out.
freaked out for the simple reason that we're like, well, he just went back to a show, you know, and got the transcript from a show. She doesn't know
no,
we have
a show.
No, this isn't from the show. This isn't
you
from the show.
You would be a nut. If you don't have a show, you're a nut.
This isn't from the show because we hadn't done that show yet because we just did March 18th last week.
He's talking.
He knew where the email was.
I know. It was the Facebook thing. I had to scroll.
He knew where the Facebook thing was.
Well, I remember when I was in the Bahamas.
You've had so many conversations with this woman and you just said, oh, by the way, here's where you said it. Boom.
Oh, we had sexy talk.
Oh, my God.
Remember, I've had conversations with two women who's now one woman.
Right.
So,
wow.
So this is me from the Bahamas. This is what I wrote to her. I want you to tell me what would turn you on. What is your ultimate desire? She goes to have multiple orgasms. I go, I can do that for you. I would work my kisses up your tummy slowly. I would take my left hand and run it down your back and take my right hand and rub your inner thigh gently.
I'd take the rubber ducky and bring it. Right.
There was no rubber ducky.
Now,
at this
when
time.
You say remember this was when you were working Atlantis, right? Back in that was
yes,
December,
and, yeah. December, but I shared this a few months ago on the show.
December 2011, correct?
No. January of 2013. January 2013, I was in Atlantis.
Oh, why? Yeah, I thought it was December 2012.
No, it was January.
But it's close. All right,
New Year's Day.
Close enough for jazz, though. Close enough for jazz.
And then I shared this on the air a couple months ago, so you can hear the
time. Right. Okay.
So I go, I can do that for you. I work my kisses up your tummy slowly. I would take my left hand and run it down your back and take my right hand and rub your inner thigh gently. I would kiss your breast delicately. My right hand would be right next to your privates. I would feel the heat coming off you on the back of my hand. She goes, wow, that would be very exciting. I go, have you had multiple orgasms before? Are you alone right now? She goes, yeah, once. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So then the conversation ended. I guess it must have been the end of the night. Then she comes back later on. How are you doing?
Now, I got a question for you. When this was, when that conversation back when you were in Bahamas, was she Agnes or Belinda?
No, Belinda. She'd already come clean.
She already came clean.
Yeah, she's Belinda. Okay. We're rekindling our love. She came clean around when I went to Aruba, Joe.
Okay.
Which was December of 2013. That's when I was in Aruba, and she came clean. Remember, I went to Aruba.
I'm just trying to get it.
Yeah.
So because basically my whole reason of asking you this was maybe we always go to think that you were sold.
This is after I've been sold.
Yes.
Well, it would have made sense if you weren't sold yet. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is with my girl.
Right.
This is my girl.
That would make more sense because it was another writer.
She'd still have her foot in cow shit anyway. But, you know, just the logistics of it would go, all right.
It's like, oh, crap, I can't remember what the people before me said.
Right. They didn't give you a little booklet.
She asked me how I'm doing. I said, I've been better. Does it even matter? She goes, why do you sound like this? I go, why do you think?
Nothing.
She goes, are you mad because of the orgasm? I go, I'm mad because you do not tell me the truth. She goes, what is that? Oh, it's upstairs.
It's upstairs.
I go, the truth is...
It's the crackling in my head.
I didn't know what that was.
I didn't think you could hear it.
She goes, the truth is I was shy to tell you. I have not orgasmed. I felt embarrassed. A lady like me who has not orgasmed. I was shy to say. I go, the things we were talking about in the conversation left no room for shyness.
Shy to say! Porn on a roller coaster?
No,
that's when I was writing with Agnes.
I can kind of understand that.
I go, I put myself in these vulnerable spots with you, thinking we are sharing something and we are not. It is all a fraud. I do not think we have shared one honest moment. A relationship built on lies and excuses.
You didn't come and you lied about it. She's like a nut.
She goes, I knew I should have told you, but I'm sorry. I didn't. Not everyone is as confident as you. I go, it has nothing to do with confidence. It has to do with trust. I no longer trust you because you are not forthright with me. I tell you everything. My fears, my addictions, my dreams, my lusts. You tell me lies. She goes, it's really harsh you to say those things. I tell you things and you think I am lying. I guess you can't be with someone you don't trust since you don't trust me. Why don't you look past my moment of weakness, I guess?
She's got a good line of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've heard it before.
Yeah.
It is convincing.
Recently.
I go, you lied to me yesterday about it, bunch of exclamation points. I go, why not come clean before I have to show you the proof? Bunch of question marks. She goes, well, you can say I lied about the orgasm. I am sorry I did. I told you my reason for it. I am truly sorry. I go, if I lie to you as much as you lied to me, what would you do? Damn it, Belinda. I was trying to do something beautiful and exciting with you, and you lied to me. Again.
Hold that thought for just 1 second. Trucker Tom says, she didn't come, and she lied about it. Okay, she is real.
Very good. Very good, Tom.
You want to know something, though? She's been kind of forthright. Yeah, I forgot. I felt funny about telling you. She's not like, well, Jesus, oh, I never said that stuff. You know? So, she's good. She's good.
No, she's really good.
I'm better.
But I can kind of understand that, though. Like she said, but you're so confident and everything. And she's like, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I never had an orgasm. I felt embarrassed to tell you that. I can understand that.
Yeah, let me tell you something, dude.
I am displeased.
You've called her on the carpet so many times.
But now we're talking about when I'm in the carpet.
But funny. But you've called, and the bitch has tap danced right off of it every single time.
She's good.
says, you sound like a Nigerian scammer. Good work, Dav.
Yeah.
I'm the best. I am the best. Well, look at me bragging. Wow. Let me put a video up of myself.
Yes.
And put some Nigerian scammers on my Facebook page. Oh, she goes, well, you could say a lot about the orgasm. I'm sorry I did, but I told you my reason, for I am truly sorry. Oh, yeah, I read all that anyway.
And just because she came at you, and I told you my reason. I mean, she's on the defense. She wound up throwing back a punch at you going, and I told you my reason.
She goes,
two fucking J, man.
Yeah.
Now you guys are more convinced than ever.
Sorry.
Her lies have changed you.
Hey, good is good. I mean, you're both calling each other on the, you know.
Two Brahma bullshits.
Brahma bullshits.
Because I'm full of shit, too. Let's not forget.
We know.
But you've got to run the ropes, and that bitch or man or whatever the hell it is not backing down and is giving you a lot of good counter punches, too.
She goes, I'm sorry I did. I just wanted it to flow, I guess. I shouldn't have done that. I know there's no justification for this. I am sorry. I go, you lied about blowjobs as well.
God!
You make me feel like a dumb asshole. You were supposed to be my girlfriend. You're supposed to make me feel better about myself, not worse. Even every lie, you push me further away. I do not even know what we have. Maybe we never had anything.
You make me feel dirty.
Now here's the point. Now here's something interesting. Okay. And Devin goes, well, maybe she does love me, and maybe this is like a real relationship. In the sense, right now, maybe it could be, because if you're just scamming somebody, who needs this shit?
Yeah,
Stop and deal with this shit.
Listen.
Go away.
When the scammers work with me, they deserve to get paid. They never do, but they deserve to get paid.
They deserve to get paid. But it's like it gets to the point. Like right now, it's like who needs to listen to this guy's shit every other day?
Annoying.
It's been a while. We had lovey-dovey moments. The kid knocked her teeth out. I was there for her. So she goes, "I didn't lie about blowjobs. You were blowing this out of proportion." Funny.
But you want to know something?
Oh, I can't believe she said that.
She never did that as a pun, and
no.
You got a sense of humor of an iron bar. She never knew that was a pun. Never intended it to be a pun.
But no, she didn't.
Do you see why maybe I might run away to Ghana?
That's hilarious.
Because she did not do that with any. And that even makes that funny where we know her enough where there was no humor in it. Funny now.
Yes,
no
yes.
In that.
I go. Originally, by the way, first we started about multiple orgasms. Now we're arguing about blowjobs.
Blowjobs, I know.
The hard-hitting topics.
Move on.
Hard-hitting. Huddle, huddle.
Huddle, huddle, who? I go, originally you made it sound like you give good ones, or at least gave them. The other day you said you never have.
Gave them. My lips have retired.
The other day you said you never have. I'm not blowing this out of proportion. It is not the subject of the lie that bothers me. It is you constantly say you are honest and I should trust you and you keep nothing from me and then you lie. How can I ever trust you on the big things when you lie about the little things? Sure, you say you love me and I'm the only one. But really, how can I be sure at this point? You are getting money somehow and I know it's not me.
Oh, I tell you, I wish her. When's her birthday coming up?
Which one? We'll get there.
I would send her a list of these things we just read off. See what she wants.
We have money. We could do it.
The anal ring toss might be just the thing. Sure. You
know? Well, she's religious. We'll give her something with a Jesus. The Jesus blood plug or the Jesus dildo. She'd appreciate that one.
Oh, God.
I go, and now silence. Slow connection. Getting advice on how to calm the Mugu? It could be anything.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. And of course, Mugu means like stupid Westerner that they fool. I go, how much would you like to break me? I am poor, probably be homeless, probably lose my daughter, lost a job. Now I doubt my judgment. I feel like all I have is a lousy bottle of Jack. There's my alcohol.
Oh, here we go.
You were supposed to love me. We were supposed to be different. Here we are.
See, now here's where, this is a good sparring match because she was going, I told you, and I'm telling you again. What don't you put? And then you go back, you hurt me, and now I might go back to drinking. Well, she might be going, oh, Jesus Christ.
She don't want that to happen.
It's a very good
Dark Tavern's not a fun place.
Well,
no. You know, two manipulators, horn to horn. Oh.
But you
hit it on the personal level where this person I have a relationship with might go back to drinking because of something I said. You know?
Yeah. Okay, what happens next?
And I go, and to think, I was about to tell my soul to help you. I was about to sell my soul to help you get money because I loved you and wanted to help relieve your pain and stress. I am a big dummy. Remember, she was having money issues, but she never asked me.
Yes.
She goes, told you, I don't like when you talk like that. Waiting for you to write and then think I'm getting advice. You call yourself that which I told you. I didn't like. The Mugu, she says. She's going on the record where
this is her writing you back,
yes.
Right?
Okay. She goes, doubt the internet connection, my lack of airtime. You doubt everything, okay? I go, you make me doubt, but I have always wanted to trust unconditionally. And then I write in caplogs here. I loved you. I still love you. But how can I believe you are right for me when you constantly take my trust and throw it away? Should I just ignore all the lies? Would that make us happy?
Lisa says, way to guilt her, Davin.
Yeah, but you drop your shield on now a little bit where you told her, you know, I loved you and I always loved you. Because now hearing that, I could butter this guy back up and say it's going to be different and stuff like that.
So I got to keep it busy.
I know. But you know, I don't know where you want to go with this, but you did drop your little bit. Drop your shield a little bit on
listen,
that. Yeah, but he had to stay on the hook or else she's going to lose interest.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm not going to delete her from Facebook, then it's over.
Right.
She goes, I never force you to do anything for it. Don't do anything if you don't want to. I go, I never said you force me. But when I love with all of my heart. It is just how I am.
Especially the Vassiola twins.
Sure, I love them. She goes, don't ignore anything. But you doubt even the interconnect connection.
That's funny.
That's true, I do.
You do.
Funny.
I go, yes, I doubt everything because I do not know anything.
You don't believe we're talking.
Listen, Tom says, cue the sad Hulk music from the end of the TV show.
I got sad music. I'll cue it.
It's sad Hulk.
I go, yes, I doubt everything because I do not know anything anymore. I hate feeling this way. I just wanted you to love me. I wanted us to be a family. How can this happen if I can't trust you? She goes, do you think I would do all these things if I didn't love you? I told you the truth. I vid chat with you in the long distance. I tell you things I told nobody. I relieve my fears, dreams, and pains to you. Doubt me, and I never even doubt myself. That's how you make me feel. Now, for you guys, think about what you heard before the show.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a script.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
We've heard this before. Mm-hmm. I go, well, you make me feel the same way about me. Maybe we are not right for each other. If you can tell me your dreams and pains, then why do you have to lie about such trivial things as birthdays and orgasms?
And both together.
Yes.
Something special, something really fun.
I think we're going to go a little long tonight. Do you guys mind?
Nope.
She goes, the birthday wasn't intentional, but even though the orgasm was, I told you my reason for it.
Wait a minute. The birthday wasn't intentional, but the blowjob was?
No, the birthday lie wasn't intentional, but the orgasm was.
Okay.
I go, she goes, you always bring things up when I think we are done with them. It makes me feel weak. I go, the birthday was intentional. You said you did it to seem younger to me. By a few months of all things. And you make me feel stupid. This is a good game of interrogate the scammer, by the way.
It's great.
But the funny thing is, you bring things up where I thought we were over with them in any relationship.
Yeah.
I'm the bitch. I'm the chick sometimes.
Because like when Joanne and I fight, which is a lot, you know, I'll tell Ego, we've been down this road so much, we need Easy Pass. You know, so yeah.
But that is one of the things that's like an unfair fighting tactic is keep bringing up old stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I specialize with her. She goes, I wasn't too much to ask. That's what exactly why I always try to do. Then why do you come up so short? I remember everything because I cherish every word you tell me. I want to know everything about you. I feel I know nothing after all these months. She goes, is that how you feel? We don't have anything? Is that how you feel? Or is that what it is? I go, I do feel that way. How do you feel? She goes, I've opened up myself like a book to do things with you that I have never done before. I try so hard, but I guess efforts are not enough. I go, I've done the same with you. I pretended I was your pet because I trusted you implicitly. Remember I was an animal making love to her?
Yes. Yeah, oh, God, yes.
It is interesting that she says I've done stuff that I've never done before.
I believe that might be true.
It might be true because you say...
She's video chatted.
Video chatted. You say a lot. That's what I'm alluding at. A lot of times you say, you know, she does a lot of stuff that other scammers don't do or yeah. whatever. So, little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit.
I go, I did that because I loved you. And on its own, it's embarrassing. But because it was with you, I was fine with it. She goes, that's exactly how I feel. But I guess the trivial matters are so hard to forgive. I don't blame you for these things. I blame myself. I go, I forgave you that you lied to me for 6 months as Agnes. I agreed to learn about Belinda. I fell in love with Belinda. Yet that person still felt the need to continue on to put on a charade instead of just being truthful. Why? Because it's money to make, stupid. No. She goes, do you sincerely think everything I say is untrue? Has that come out about because of orgasm?
No, because you were Agnes.
I go, it's not the orgasm. I go, it's because of all the lies. It's because I still think you have more secrets. Because remember, she's never told me
yes.
that the guy feeds her lines.
Yep.
Nothing would make me happier than to know you are honest. Nothing would make me happier than to plan to spend my life with you. How can I possibly do that with all the little lies after the foundation of big lies?
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I don't know what to even say anymore. Things have gone on so well lately. Didn't see this happening. I guess it's my fault. Yeah, you don't know the mind of a maniac. I go, for the record, I never cared about your sexual past. Whether you'd been with a thousand guys or only one, I just wanted you to be with me. I just wanted to please you. That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Notice you talking in past tense.
Mm-hmm.
That was, see, now if I was in a real relationship with someone
this is
that
real.
Was long distance like this, I would be freaking out.
I know how to play the game.
Yeah, I know.
So does she.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So does she.
Who's got the upper hand so far?
It's even.
It's even.
We'll have
even.
To go to overtime.
It's even.
Yeah, going into overtime. By the way, Tom sent me a link to the said Hulk music, and he goes, you should play this in the background. So I said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do it from here. And he goes, I'm playing it on my end, and it's hilarious.
Thanks, Tom, for creating your own show.
He is fifth Mike.
He's got demoted before he was fourth.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't add.
Pip's demoting him. All right. It's your prerogative. Feel free. I don't
know. Never mind.
I won't. Anyway, she goes, there isn't anything. I just tried a little lie in that to put flavor in it the other time. I guess I was wrong. It won't happen again. I go, honest Belinda is the only flavor I wanted. If I wanted a porn star, I have plenty of access to them.
Because
I write porn.
Oh, that's so. True.
She goes, that much is true. I know. You think.
You know what? You just
in all
up,
the world, yes.
You just brought up the balls on you to be calling her out on all, on her this little lie when you have been lying to her for a year.
I got the biggest balls of them all.
I swear.
Anyway. She goes, I guess I have to be myself and not try to impress you. I go, when did I ever ask you to be anything but you?
And who are you?
And who are you?
Good question.
Yeah.
Whoever
you might be.
Who are you?
Just be that.
Who are you?
When did I ever say you were not good enough? She goes, don't know, but sometimes that's how I feel. I think I should stop that and be myself. It will really help. I go, every problem you and I have ever had has been you pretending to be something or somebody else. I go, here's the deal. If I catch you in any more lies, then we are done for good. I will walk away from you. It would be very wise of you to come clean now if there is more. You know I am detail-oriented. You know I have a great memory. If there is more nonsense, this is your chance. Again, for the last time. Each time these things happen, you push me further away from you.
Now, here's the thing where I think it's where maybe there is that human element, because if I was just looking for loving and scam, I'd write you back. Go to hell.
I know,
go
right?
Away. Then fine. Go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's
no,
not
she's
happen.
Putting up with so much horseshit.
She's putting up with
much
a
like
lot.
The real life.
But I mean,
fair
just
is fair.
I'm a catch. Fake Davin's a catch.
I mean, dude, you're just not worth it. You know,
I most certainly am. I used to have millions.
No, Fake Davin is such a pain in the ass.
How much?
He looks indignant and a little sad. Cue the fake Hulk music.
You made a comment.
If I wasn't reading it, I'd find it.
Well, hold, yeah, I know.
Hold on. This is you kind of made a comment that you know. Well, I had millions. How much have you alluded that you still that you might have?
The wife. I can't use the credit cards because the wife has all that. All
right.
So let me see.
Is there still enough to left monetarily to keep you on the hook?
Apparently. Let's see. Here we go for Chuck Tom.
Because it used to be, you know, because it used to be where, like, my contention was, well, it's something to, you know, the bright spot of her day. But
yeah.
if every time she sits down and talks with him now, it's like being, like, in Face the Nation. You know, I mean,
yes.
I don't need this crap. Go to hell, then.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. No, I would totally be telling him to go shit in a hat at this point.
I'm trying to play the fake Hulk music. I don't know if it's coming through.
Don't worry about it.
I can hear it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. But anyway. There it is.
Hulk sad.
I did that for Tom. She goes, I'm sorry I push you away. Yeah, it's a deal. No more bullshit. And then she just put the B and the T and a bunch of asterisks. She's a lady.
Whoa.
I go, fine.
You've been talking about blowjobs and orgasms, but she won't write bullshit.
Nope. I go, fine. I have a feeling in my stomach that this is not the last of this. I hope I am wrong. She goes, you're wrong. I go, okay, time will tell. I do not know what happened to make you ever think you were not good enough. With me, you just have to be real. She goes, okay, that's fine with me, I guess. I guess I now know. I should be myself and nothing else. Yes! Yes, you should!
Yes! Whoever that is.
I go, I've been telling you that all along. I'm not perfect.
I
so
funny feeling this is going to be a transcript in about 6 months.
I know.
I go, I've been telling you that all along. I'm not perfect, so why would I expect you to be perfect? She goes, that's true. I guess no man is perfect. I go, I'm far from it. I think that is something we can agree on. She goes, yeah, that's true. We can both agree on it. I go, did not have to agree so readily, LOL. She laughs, I guess.
Can I have your handshake on it? if I wasn't in Ghana, I'd buy you a drink. Shake your hand, mister.
So I go, so have you ever had an orgasm or never? The truth. She goes, I haven't had one. I go, okay. I go, yet you asked me to give you multiple ones. Quite the request.
Can you handle them?
She goes, I guess since I haven't had one before, I want multiple ones. I go, I still think I could give you one, if not multiples, even from across the ocean. I'm feeling good about me.
Once again,
hold
the
on,
transcontinental cock.
Can she accept texts?
Funny. That's how it's done, Miss Helix.
Thank you.
She goes, really? I go, of course. She goes, okay, then let's try it before I go to bed. I go, okay, we'll have to do that, but you will have to do what I say. She goes, okay. Then she asked me how the homework went. I go,
What?
My daughter was doing homework, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday.
It was
yesterday.
A week ago, I forgot.
Yeah, yesterday. I go, the daughter got them all right, I failed, LOL. She goes, I hope you got everything correct. And he goes, nope, I can't subtract, LOL. She goes, then I'll teach you, 2 - 1 = 1. And you say she has no sense of humor.
Hold on a second, is she trying to tell you something about your relationship?
Well, I said that was us almost today.
Okay.
She laughs. I go, it is never easy, I guess. She goes, it's really never easy. I go, so were you so difficult with your other loved ones, or is this just a me thing? She goes, it's just a you thing, but I guess we are all unique. I go, did you tell others things just to make them happy, or what you think they wanted to hear? She goes, others? I go, yeah, other loves. She goes, I told them things to make them happy. I go, sad face. Even your husband? She goes, no. I go, he got the truth? She goes, yes. I go, how did he handle when you would say things that he did not like or want to hear? She goes, he would take it cool. He was a man of few words. He's actually over my shoulder right now. You should hear him. I go, unlike me, who was a big mouth, LOL. Did the other guys you dated ever catch you on lies? She goes, nothing of that sort happened. I go, am I the opposite of guys you usually date? She goes, yeah, in some sense. I go, how so? She goes, you were more caring, and they were not. You were sweet, and they were not.
But what?
I have very tender moments with her. Compared to an African man?
Let me translate. They're the same old guys that tell me they love me and want to send me money. You are not. They're the same guys that you give me drivel every time I interact with them. You are not. They're the same guys that want me to come over and love me and send me things. You are not. You know.
Yeah.
That's what she's actually saying. Where you're different from a lot of the people that she's talking to.
I don't think I like
your
interpretation.
Oh, fake Davin's okay. Not like other boys.
No, he's not. She goes, but you are less forgiving and a big mouth, like you say, and they were not.
There's my girl.
Really? You're a Team Belinda now?
No, I just think that's funny. I think it's funny that she's busting your balls now. She's like, she's back. She's back.
That's our girl.
Yep.
I go, well, in my defense, it's my job to be a big mouth smiley face. And I go, at this age, elderly, I believe you say, I am not going to change who I am.
Elderly.
Call back when she called me elderly.
Oh, I know.
She goes, yeah, I guess you are not. I go, am I too much for you to handle? She goes, no, you're not. I can handle you. I go, okay, if you say
he
so.
He is.
I go, okay, yeah, but I'm eating up a lot of her time and money. I am eating up a lot of time.
Every time you say that.
But you know, I'm sorry, sweetie.
No, it's okay. Every time you keep saying that, can you handle this? Can you handle that? I'm hearing the beginning of Bootylicious in my head. Fake Davin, can you handle this? Belinda, yeah. Can you handle this?
But you know what, though? What did you just repeat a couple of seconds
am
ago?
Am I too much for you to handle?
No. And what are you doing to her? Were you eating up for what?
What?
You just said you're eating up money and time, did you say?
Yeah, I'm eating up a lot of time and her money.
Her money. So on that statement right
and
there.
And she ain't getting money from me.
No.
Just regardless of that, but it's interesting on what you just said right there. And I'm going to go back to what I was saying several minutes ago. Where Debra goes, well, maybe she does like me a lot. It could be. This is where this is all twists and turns.
Yeah.
Right at that statement right there, I mean a lot of money. She, by all rights, should have told you go to hell months ago. Why hasn't she?
Yeah.
Why hasn't she?
Because I'm charming and cute. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You just won't believe me.
On that thing where you go, well, maybe, but,
Joe and I just stared at each other for a couple of beats.
We had a moment.
You were processing.
But on that
wait, Davin, charming and cute.
It's tough to digest. But
go to Ghana, you'll believe it.
But on that, this is where it takes another turn. Where you know, it's a relationship. No, it's not. Then why him eating money and time and her just him frustrating the hell out of her? Why hasn't he told her to go to hell? From a business standpoint, right. I would have told you to go to hell months ago.
Oh yeah. Like the other scammers that we've seen. You know, they're not sensing any action on the other side that they're going to get a payday soon. They go.
Remember,
she was having money issues. She never asked me for it.
I know.
And I laid it out there. What can I do for you?
That's what Joe's saying. Why the hell has she?
Because now you believe she loves me. And we'll go on. I ask her if I'm too much for her to handle. She goes, no, you are not. I can handle you. I go, okay, if you say so. She goes, I say so. She goes, will you be going to work today? I go, some comics are coming over to write. I'm not going to work till Thursday.
Hold the show.
That was Tuesday. It was a Tuesday. Joe and Pip are on their way. Yeah. The cavalry's coming. They won't hear about this for another year.
Funny.
She goes, do they usually come over to write? I go, sometimes. A lot of comics like together in writing groups.
No, sometimes I just send them stuff and have them demand them a drop dead light.
It worked. It made a good bit, didn't it?
Yeah, okay.
So I go, sometimes a lot of comics like together in writing groups. And then afterwards, we sneak around town and steal little boys and girls' toys. We think it's funny to see kids cry. That's what I wrote to her.
I could see that.
Well, you know what? I wasn't sure you were kidding, because it's true.
Yes. Yeah, I was being honest. She goes, really? That's weird? You like seeing kids cry?
Hey, what a prick.
I go, of course, don't you? She goes, no, I don't. I try to console them when I see them crying. I go, then we will be a great team. I will make them cry and you can console them. You will be very busy with this.
Now, she usually gets your humor.
She's not getting it now.
No.
She goes, does that mean you will make a lot of children cry? But of course. Is that a problem? She goes, no, it's not. I go, yay! I go, the thought of tormenting little kids gets me so horny.
Wow.
She laughs.
Really?
Yes.
What a creep. You are a creep.
But that's one of the great things about this character.
You can say any crazy
I am tender with her, and then I say the most
awful things, and it's all kind of fits.
Yeah.
I would get rid of you. You're an asshole.
What are you talking about? I wanted to make her have a multiple orgasm. I'm a gentleman.
Fake Davin needs a street jacket, plain and simple.
So does real Davin. Anyway, she laughs. Anyway, so I go, I so want to do you underneath the monkey bars. She goes, what's monkey bars? I go, they are toys kids climbing on in the park. I go, have you ever had sex outside? She goes, oh, okay, no, I have not. I go, would you like to? She goes, outside meaning people around? I go, well, I don't mean a show for people. I mean outside. People are around, maybe they are not, but they could not see what's going on.
Behind a bush.
She goes, it'll be a new experience. I go, does it sound exciting or not so much? She goes, it might be exciting. I go, I was kidding about making kids cry, by the way. I go, I don't steal their toys. I step on their foot and then run away. She goes, won't that hurt?
Oh, no.
I go, not me. I'm fine. Thanks for the concern. This is all in the moment, too. Just to... Wow. Do you understand why it was fun to talk to her?
Yeah, because you can say anything and she'll just keep bouncing back at you.
She goes, I mean, won't it hurt the kids? I go, does it matter?
I mean, won't it hurt the kids? Like, it's not... Oh, wow.
I go, does it matter? She goes, why doesn't it? I go, they're just kids. I go, it's all about me, isn't it? And you, too, if you're with me, but mostly me. She goes, oh, okay, I got you now. I go, yep, you're in love with the selfish pricks who torments little kids. How does it feel? She goes, it makes me feel selfish, too. I go, well, that does not sound good. She goes, why is that? I go, do you like to feel selfish? With you, yes.
Bring out the worst in people.
Well, we've established that.
Yes, so, here we are, Joe.
I send her a little heart. I send her a little freak with a smiley face. She gives me a winky. So then I ask what's going on with the teachers. She goes, well, they're still on strike. Heard they are planning a demonstration. I go, no school for Kasha. I guess that makes her birthday a little happier. Smiley face. Mm. She goes, not really. She has extra classes to attend, so she has to go.
Oh, that's right. She has the enrichment that
yes.
they pay for.
Yes.
By the way, Anne says, holy shit, she is dumb, right?
No, she's actually the smartest one we've ever encountered.
Yeah, that's true.
No, this is the real deal.
I know.
This is the real... This is why scammers don't want a friend request, mate.
Yeah.
It's really not going to go well for them. Or maybe it is. Maybe this is the best day ever. Who knows?
Maybe it is.
I go, oh, well, wish her a happy birthday from me. Unless she does not know about me, then do not say a word. Smiley face. She goes, she knows you. I will tell her. She will be glad to hear it. I go, that is nice. If you can't talk tomorrow, I understand that's her birthday.
Uh-huh.
She goes, no problem. We will talk. Want to share her birthday with you also.
Wow.
I go, that's sweet. I go, does she ask why her father does not call on her birthday? She goes, not really. I go, that is a very strange situation. She goes, why is that? I go, that she thinks her father is alive but never calls when the reality is, sadly, he passed away.
Yeah.
She goes, well, maybe one day she will ask, but now she's busily planning her birthday. I go, well, that's good that she is distracted. Belinda goes, yeah, it is. I go, how did you explain the other Ghanaian guys you dated in Ghana?
Yeah.
She goes, don't get you. I go, you said you dated guys from Ghana for a few months. Did Kasha meet them? She goes, no, she didn't. She asked me if I'd like to meet Kasha. I go, of course. I go, she goes, that's sweet. Maybe one day you will. I go, some days I think it will happen sooner than later. Some days I just don't know what the future holds. She goes, no one knows what the future holds. We just have to hope and pray. I go, I'll hope you pray. I go, I lost track of time. I have to hop in the shower before the comics get here. Do you want to chat in like 30 minutes or should we call it a night? She goes, also have to take my bath. I go to bed. Let's chat a bit before we call it a night. Okay. I go, okay, I'll be back in 30 minutes. I go, I wish I could wash your back, little devil horn. She smiles. And I go, bye for a short bit. She goes, see you in a bit. Then I go, back, and she's also back. I go, are you clean? I go, I wish I could make you dirty. She goes, how do you mean? I go, huh, you poor naive girl. She goes, really? I go, yep. I go, she goes, are you clean? I go, I am. She goes, I wish I could make you dirty. I go, hey, that's my line. She goes, is this also your line? Oh, you poor naive man. I go, indeed it is. I go, but you have no idea how to get me dirty, and there is the difference, my sweet. She goes, really, I could surprise you, you know? I go, I welcome that. She says, okay. I go, but I do not think you have the mind to do it. She goes, like, really? I go, yep, I'm going to give you the night to think about it, and then you can blow me away tomorrow, or Thursday, since tomorrow's Kasha's day. I guess the funny guys are there. She goes, they will be in a few, and next time I start with you, I want to make sure at least somebody finishes. A devil. I give her a little devil. She goes, okay, then. I guess we should call it a night. Okay, babe, have a good night. I look forward to blowing my mind. And we say good night. All right. So quickly,
What do you guys take from today's install? I told you it was a good one.
Yeah, no, this was a good one. Although I have to say that Anne and I were in the chat where we're both talking about it. It's a little disturbing having you have the sexy talk with her while you're sitting right next to me.
Why?
I've done it across from my kid. Not having the talk, but typing away.
Typing with your daughter there.
She's doing homework. I'm writing terrible things.
Yeah.
She couldn't read.
No, I know. That's hilarious. Yeah. She's sitting there. It's like, I'm going to stroke your thigh. Oh, no, honey, don't put that down. The next time I'm going to.
Well, one time I was cooking rice.
Oh, sticky rice.
So, man,
I think that it's just really weird. I mean, I think Joe and I have been saying it all along. Why doesn't she tell you to go pound salt?
Because it's like I've been saying for months. She likes me. This has now turned into a marriage thing.
Yeah.
This has turned into a marriage scam.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. Or I think I truly believe it.
I think so.
I think so. This is more than just get the money from the Mooga.
No, this is the long haul.
She's putting in hours.
Amazing.
And every hour. And this has got to be one of their top people. But every hour put in with me means she can't be actively scamming somebody
else.
And that's
the thing. And the thing about it is you're a federal case. You really are. You know?
Well, you're not a walk in the park either, Joe. You say bad things about me. You know, I feel bad for the people who haven't, like, been listening to the show for months, who haven't had all the twists and horrible turns.
I know.
Like, Trucker Tom knows. Trucker Tom's been with us for, like, a long time. But some of these people have no idea what I put this girl through.
No.
Which is why you really have to listen to the scammer clips or go back and listen to the old shows.
Really have to, because you can't believe what an asshole Fake Davin is. And she's still here. And no money. It's just, it's astounding. Because, I mean, as a lot of our listeners know, that... a lot of the scammers seem to have a template, like Joe was talking about.
Yeah.
There's a way. It's built up a certain way. There's a script to it. There's a plot. This is all off the page.
Yeah.
This is off book.
Some of it was on. There was about maybe 3 minutes that was on book tonight,
yeah.
And we know compared it to something else that would look like a on book earlier in the night.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. Why you're not worth the trouble. Worth the trouble.
That's hurtful. We've written porn together, Joe. Surely that means something.
But
Tits and Tilt the World means nothing to you?
It does.
Oh, that brings a tear to my eye. That's just such a fond memory.
I was going to write porn for a Saudi prince to make her happy.
I understood.
I think you still should.
I still might.
But it just, from this past episode, it just doesn't seem like you're worth the effort.
That's where we disagree.
Apparently, you and your friend.
All right. So let's thank some people for letting this happen.
Yeah.
We would like to thank Success Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself, whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons. Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's the place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. Here's the thing. Like, a lot of people have graduation parties and everything.
Yeah.
They got the private party room upstairs that's, like, perfect for that.
No, you know what? That's a great room for that.
Yeah. Or, like, even if you... Or even if you didn't want to have it there for whatever reason, they're great for catering, too. The food is just so good.
Oh, my God. The food is so good there.
So you definitely want to stop by Francesco's for lunch and dinner. They're located at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or you can give them a call at 973-925-1100. And you can go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. And don't forget to ask when the next comedy night is. I'd like to know.
Would you know?
I would. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli in Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Yeah, that's the state, stupid. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment, even the mini bagels, Joe. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can't have frozen again. They got a whole bunch of different cream cheese and spreads and everything. They got the great sandwiches. They got the specialty sandwiches. They got the standards, the pastrami, the corned beef, the brisket. Mm. They got it all, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Again, another place where you can have and cater it. Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is they're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. You can visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off, which is always
Don't forget to mention then.
No.
we've been plugging them, and we've actually been helping people with this company. Serve Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Serve Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. Serve Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Serve Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. And I was saying earlier in this show, I know a lot of anti-scammers are vanishing. Somebody's like hunting them down, like they hunt down the Justice League.
Yeah.
So like good anti-scammers, people who do a lot of good work and who help a lot of people, are having a lot of issues. And I've turned, as I always do, I turn people on to Surf Easy because I think there's a connection with the IP. Because like some of them would just keep on creating new profiles and boom, they'd be gone.
Oh, wow.
With Surf Easy, if it's your IP that they're looking at, they can't track you and they haven't had issues. So Surf Easy is definitely the way to go. Sidesplitting Productions. For comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, and more, you want to go to sidesplittingproductions.com. We just did a whole bunch of children's stuff up in Connecticut for Passover. We had a ventriloquist, a magician, a storyteller. We do the kids' stuff, too. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up, 551-404-3094. Joseph, where are you going to be this week?
Thursday, I will be at the Comedy Shop at Pisano's Restaurant on 132 Park Avenue in Rutherford, New Jersey. I'll be opening for the great Kevin Meaney. Showtime's 8 p.m. Phone number for reservations, 201-935-5755. And then Friday and Saturday, I'm down at my home in Jersey, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, 525 Arnold Avenue, 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for reservations. So come on out. And just one more quick plug. It's actually in 2 weeks. Anthony Cumier from Opie and Anthony, Joe Cumier, Brother Joe, myself, Bill Brady, and Mikey Potato Head, our Bambus Potato Head, is playing at the Village Idiot Pub in Patchogue, New York, May 10th. Come on out.
All right, 2 weeks away, we're going to do the Worst Mothers of the Year. If you got a good Worst Mother candidate online where no kids are hurt or sick, you should definitely submit to Davin at DavinComedy.com. Submit them in by May 5th of this year. And like I said, I'm only reading the good ones, so if I get a whole bunch of lame ones, I'm not reading, I'm not wasting the time.
No matter what my cats say, I am not eligible.
Yes. Because I know Joe, Pip, and myself are going to bring good ones, so we can't waste time with that. This has been a very fun show.
Yeah, yes. It was so much fun.
We appreciate Lady Spitfire from calling in. We appreciate Trucker Tom from calling in.
Absolutely.
Yes. We appreciate all of you in the chat.
Oh, my Den Pensters. Love you guys.
I hope you guys enjoyed this installment of Wrecking Ball Radio. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Yes, please.
Good night.